You're listening to SBS News.
George Floyd, I can't breathe!
I can't breathe!
I can't breathe!
I can't breathe!
Big cities and small towns across Australia saw a turnout that defied COVID-19 restrictions on mass gatherings. In Sydney, protesters took a knee to show their solidarity with US protesters over the death of African-American George Floyd, who was pinned down by three police officers in Minnesota. Latona Dungay was among those protesting in Sydney. Her son, David Dungay Jr., died in Sydney's Long Bay Jail in December 2015 after being restrained by five prison officers who stormed his cell after he refused to stop eating a packet of biscuits. She says seeing thousands show up has been heartening.
I feel really good that I'm going to get justice for not only my son, I'm going to get justice for the whole lot of death in custody. After this march, we've got solicitors waiting to do their cases, to make put appeals and cold cases. Why have we got it in the bag now? They can't stop us, Matt. They can't stop us marching.
In a legal decision delivered 15 minutes before the start of the protest, the New South Wales Court of Appeal ruled the rally lawful and authorised. The decision meant protesters marching peacefully would be immune from criminal liability for breaching the COVID-19 restrictions on large gatherings. Family members Kaya and Olivia Patton say it was important for them to attend and share their experience of the racism faced by Indigenous Australians.
We're still fighting. We're still fighting. Yeah. Even before what's happened in the US, we're still fighting long before that. Yeah. We just want to be heard.
Yeah. The more non-Indigenous people that get behind us, that's the only way that, sadly, this white government is going to make change. Sadly, that's just the way it is.
In Melbourne, musical tributes... And a moment's silence to honour the 434 Indigenous Australians who have died in police custody since 1991.
That's one every single month for 29 years. No one has ever been held accountable. Aboriginal lives matter. Black lives matter.
In 1991, the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody handed down its report looking at deaths over a 10-year period. Only two-thirds of the 339 recommendations have been fully implemented. In the years since 1991, the Indigenous incarceration rate has nearly doubled from 14 to 27%. That compares to the overall Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population, which makes up 2% of the total Australian population. Jamie Johnson from the Wurundjeri Yorta Yorta tribe says it's been heartbreaking to see Indigenous Australians overrepresented in the prison system.
For over the last 250 years, we haven't got any reconciliation, and it's time to make a change.
We're here to fight for human
black rights, Aboriginal rights that have suffered through custodies, incarcerations. We're still dealing with the same situation that our last generations have been dealing with over time. And yeah, I just think it's time, like we all said, it's broken the camel's back. George Floyd's death was the camel's back broken, so we're here to fight for that.
Victoria Police says while no arrests were made as of 5 p.m, each organiser would be fined $1,652 for breaching the COVID-19 restrictions on mass gatherings. In South Australia, the police commissioner agreed to grant an exemption to allow the protest to go ahead in a peaceful and orderly way. South Australia Police Assistant Commissioner Peter Harvey says he was pleased with the way protesters behaved.
There were no arrests, no injuries, and people had a chance to have their say and be out in the public on what is a very topical, emotional and relevant issue in today's society and the purpose of the march today. So my thanks to the South Australian community.
In Brisbane, thousands gathered in King George Square despite COVID-19 restrictions limiting groups to 20 people in public spaces. Protesters chanted the name of an Aboriginal man who died in police custody in the North Queensland community of Palm Island in 2004, resulting in riots.
Cameron Doomadgee, say his name!
Cameron Doomadgee, say his name!
Cameron Doomadgee, say his name!
Rallies were also held in Darwin and Hobart, as well as regional towns, including Wyong and Byron Bay in New South Wales and Mildura in Victoria. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.